This podcast is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.
You're listening to 98.9 FM's Drive Show.
I like this Drive Show.
I do. It's Jacob and Danny, and we're back. And look, before we went into music, I did allude to something. We did have a bit of an interview, which is...
That's right, the surprise.
Which is actually pretty amazing for us that, one, we found an interview, two, called someone on the phone to interview them, and who else could it be but none other than someone announced for the Brisbane Blacks Live Festival yesterday.
Wow, what a coincidence.
Chloe Terrer, how are you going?
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good. So are you excited about Brisbane Blacks Live?
I am. I'm so excited. Yeah, my family's down there and all my friends, and I'm up in Toowoomba, so I'm excited to come down and see everyone and celebrate.
Yeah, that's mad.
So tell us who you are, where you're from, who's your mob. Tell us a bit about yourself and about your music.
Well, my family's Garangarang North, and my family's down in Brisbane. I'm in Toowoomba.
That's amazing.
So we're all a bit split up.
But Garangarang, I'm Darumbal. That's like south of us. You know what I mean? Central Queensland, stick together. Stand up.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my gosh.
My granddad was adopted, so we have always been on a bit of a journey to try and reconnect with our, like, bloodlines traditionally, but I have more family in Brisbane that are just through marriage and stuff that have kind of helped along the way. So,
yeah,
interesting little story trying to reconnect through him, but yeah.
Yeah, and sort of, I guess, through that, is that something you're exploring with your music?
With my music, I guess my granddad is like my idol, and he had a lot to do with music in Brisbane and like NAIDOC week and everything like that, and his last name was Terrer, and that's not my last name because he's on my mum's side, so I changed my last name to Terrer just so I can have him on the stage with me because he loved music. So my project has a lot to do with him, and just giving back to the community that he worked really hard for when he was alive. So
I think that's a beautiful thing that we'll get to carry his name on Saturday at Brisbane Blacks.
That's quite touching. Yeah. It's a great way to honour his legacy, sis, and I guess really, really honour your family, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I just want him on stage with me, and he would have loved to see his name up there. So, yeah, keep it with me.
Yeah, and just looking at the bill for Saturday, so many, I guess we've got Mop and the Dropouts, Troy Cassadaly. How are you? Are you excited about that bill and sort of being mentioned alongside all these names?
Oh, my goodness, I am. Yeah, I saw Maisha Big Sound and I was just blown away. So, super excited to come see her again. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no, that's mad. And so I guess sort of the other part about why the concert exists is sort of getting Mob together before December 17th. How has your sort of life been coming through COVID, and especially with your sort of music?
Yeah, it was pretty devastating to begin with. I mean, we had, I just built up some momentum there, and then all of a sudden, all the shows got cancelled, and there was no live music for a while there. I was going to support the Marindas, and everything kind of got cancelled at once, but it gave me a good opportunity to just work on my EP and release that. And kind of think about things and take them in a different direction. And luckily, in Toowoomba, we haven't really been affected too badly by any lockdowns or anything like that. So I was really lucky, and I'm grateful to, have the time to make more art. And I know that a lot of other people kind of have their shows taken off them, and there wasn't anywhere to really go from there.
Yeah, and sis, talking about your art, I think we have a song here called Take the Crown. Could you talk a little bit about Take the Crown and sort of what this song's about?
Yeah, Take the Crown is a really important one. It's just like more of an anthem just on like standing up for what you believe in and standing in your power and speaking your truth. So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's just one I wrote just about just speaking unapologetically how you feel and speaking your truth and not being ashamed of it or scared to say it.
Yeah, well, I think we should get into it, but thank you so much for your time today, and super excited to see you on Saturday.
Yeah, super excited. I'll see you on Saturday. Stick, make them cold, stick, but I'm down, make it quick, take the call.
hesitating. What I do, but that's been taking toes on me lately. Act like a lady. I've been minding what is mine. Fuck you, be pretty if you smile. Don't you think I know that? Acting like a throwback. History been done and dusted. You just wanna go back. Politely, I tell you, don't fuck me. Suddenly, I'm crazy. Do it then on the daily, baby.
Is sponsored by Mavericks Western Wear, your one-stop shop for all your rodeo and saddlery needs. Mavericks.net.au.